we've got Kieran O'Reilly in the studio with us. How are you today, mate?
Good, very good, yeah.
We've got you here because we want to hear the latest. Regular listeners to Eco Radio and the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ will be pretty well aware of what's been happening with the Peace Convergence up for the Talisman Sabre War Games in Shoalwater Bay in central Queensland. The convergence, I guess, is now over. Can you give us a little bit of a run through the events that have taken place up there?
Yeah, well, we went up as a, I guess, a more autonomous group and set up a house in Yeppoon, and we were focused on non-violent direct action to resist the Talisman Sabre exercises, which involved over 20,000 US troops and 7,000 Australians and cost $350 million. And our focus was very much on Australian and American complicity in the war in Afghanistan. And we knew at this time of the exercises there was going to be a surge in southern Afghanistan and northern Pakistan. And as we see, over 60 coalition troops, including one Australian, 20 British, and the rest Americans, I guess, have died, but untold and uncounted Afghanis have died during this period. So I guess we're a little bit more autonomous from the Peace Convergence, which happened mostly around a weekend. We were there for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And our actions included blockade in the Army Depot, which there weren't any arrests. Actually, they were preceded by an attempt of having a citizen inspection on the USS Essex in Cairns, where one person was arrested, and the Essex and another warship were in town in Brisbane at the moment. I was arrested along with Jim Dowling, blockading US Marines and their equipment being delivered into the site, and we held up seven trucks, probably containing four American Jeeps and other equipment, for about an hour and a half on the access road before we were arrested. The other groups, the first one was called the Bonhoeffer 4, entered the exercise area undetected and remained in there for a number of days, and they were actually caught by US Marines who were playing the role of insurgents, which really exposes this exercise has nothing to do with the defence of Australia, but is a dress rehearsal for American-Australian invasions of countries like Iraq and Afghanistan. The second group to go in was the Jagastata 3, and they remained in there, two of them, for over a week. One was picked up a few days in, and then the third group, actually the two previous groups were kind of radical Christian anarchist groups, which is a long story, and the third group were your more typical anarchist, Mark Palmer from Nimbin and Yolanji and Emily from Brisbane.
Okay.
And Mark made himself available after a week, was picked up, and Yolanji and Emily lasted for over 11 days to the end of the exercise.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. We've just received a story from the Morning Bulletin, actually. Radical Radio's very own Illy Tullock is up there doing some work, and she tells Yolanji and Emily's story, or they tell their own story, I suppose, about, you know, their experience bathing in the creek naked and being scared that they're going to get busted by the troops as they were, you know, having a wash in the creek.
Yeah, it would be the first time in our movement.
I thought it was really interesting that Yolanji said, if two young women with a compass and limited tactical experience can get away with sightseeing in a military base over the course of 11 days without detection, there may need to be an inquiry into just how effective these training exercises actually are. I think that kind of says it all.
I think what it exposes, and like, I'm part of the Plowshares movement. I served 13 months in prison in the United States for disarming a B-52 bomber in the first Gulf War. And I was recently acquitted in Ireland of $2.5 million damage to a U.S. Navy warplane en route to this invasion of Iraq. And what these actions and Yolanji and Emily's action exposes is that the weapons are not secure and they don't secure us. And security doesn't come from invading other countries and having a system of exploitation. You know, security really comes from peace and justice and people willing to enter into nonviolent resistance like Yolanji and Emily. And it just exposes what a mirage this is, you know. And we're 8 years into this war in Afghanistan, and it has no popular support, but there's very little visible popular opposition. People are very disengaged, and that's no coincidence. They're now able to market war where people are very, very disengaged. They don't need popular support for wars. So I think these kind of actions are very strong. It shows that human beings can do stuff and they can come up against the war machine, which is obviously very well funded. It was a great act.
So with the war games themselves pretty much winding up now, what other actions and things are going on for people around Brisbane?
Yeah, there's 4,000 Marines in town today and tomorrow, and they leave on Friday. And the Marines are they're the cutting edge of the US military. They're the ones who do the killing and the dying. They're not in the rear with the beer and the gear. You know, they're very well trained. And I have a number of friends who are Marine veterans, some who testified at our trial in Ireland. And there are some, we have to recognise a lot of the serious resistance to this war is actually coming out of the US military, groups like Iraq Veterans Against the War, IVAW.org is their website. It's also a good website, CourageToResist.org, of young men and women who are now in jail in the States for refusing to deploy. So there's a group called GI Hotline, and that's a hotline where US military can ring and work out how to get out of the US military. So tomorrow I'll be on the corner of Adelaide and George Street from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Hopefully there's some other people leafleting the military and denouncing Australia's involvement in the war in Afghanistan.
Also, just on a local level, we have an organisation called Standfast.
Yeah, Hamish and Standfast. I mean, that's a great development. I mean, it's like I've got dreadlocks down on my butt and, you know, like punk and stuff. And it's much more credible when people in our movement who are war veterans and combat veterans, and we have many of them in the States and Britain, engage these young men who are going to go into combat or just come out of combat. And they're a great gift to the movement, yeah.
Well, I guess they've got the first-hand experience, like, well, we can all oppose war on a philosophical or ethical basis. Yeah. They've actually been in the shit, so to speak.
Yeah, and they know what these guys have been through in terms of indoctrination and the culture they inhabit. And, yeah, they're a great bridge to them. And I had an interaction with the US Marine while we were blockading the equipment. It was quite mutually respectful interaction. And I know I've had interactions with Australians doing R&R in Ireland from Iraq and... you know, I have real hope that resistance will emerge from it within the military. There's a great documentary, Yes Sir, No Sir, about the resistance during the Vietnam period. So, you know, hopefully we can reach out to them tomorrow.
In terms of the RSDs from the actions up at the Peace Convergence in Shoalwater Bay, can we expect any solidarity actions or any kind of fundraising events for those guys?
Yeah, I think Lange and Emily are working on a gig, and... solidarity is so important. Like, I've spent 2 years in prison, and what sustains you in that is your spirituality. Mine happens to be Catholic, but others are pagans and others are Buddhists and agnostic, and solidarity from others. And I spent 9 months in a jail in Texas where I was the only white guy. There were 24 of us in a cage. The first month I came close to having a breakdown, and it wasn't until the letters arrived. I ended up with 1,900 letters from 27 countries, and that made it a lot safer for me in prison and gave me a bit of credibility in the prison population. And the next 8 months were quite survivable. So I really encourage people to write to whether they're military resistors or civilian resistors in jail or before the courts. The more solidarity the resistor has, the easier the resistance is going to be.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll definitely, we'll hopefully get to speak to Emily and Yolanji in the coming weeks. And if there are any plans for a gig or something, I'm sure Radical Radio would be right behind it. And we might even, put our support behind that one, because I think it's amazing what those guys have done up there. And, you know, they're essentially putting their lives on the line to make a point about the futility of this stupid exercise. Yeah. So.